of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, August 12, 2020. I am Whitson Millionaire. In the headlines, Finance Minister Skerrett attempts to defend against new revelations by opposition leader Lennox Linton, who exposed a possible violation re the government's overdraft facility at the National Bank of Dominica. Antigua and Barbuda High Court has blocked a class action suit filed by senior Barbadian pilot against Liat 1974 in a ruling that some lawyers warn could have serious implications for anyone flying on the airline. And Russia dismisses mounting international concern over the safety of its locally developed COVID-19 vaccine as, quote-unquote, absolutely groundless, though it was approved after less than 2 months of testing on humans. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited.
This year is going to be a little different.
How about a homecation?
Shop at Courts today.
Save on a variety of products across the store.
AC units to keep cool.
Upgrade your favorite appliances,
living room, and even your patio furniture.
Courts has the best prices
and widest range of smart TVs guaranteed.
Whatever you need,
shop with Courts Ready Finance
and you pay nothing for 90 days.
It's summertime.
Let's make staying at home
a homecation
with a little help from Courts.
Courts,
bringing value home.
Welcome back. With regard to the 2020-2021 national budget presented in Parliament by the Finance Minister in the DLP administration, leader of the United Workers' Party, UWP, Lennox Linton, contends that an economy is not grown by meeting recurring expenditures. Linton shared his opinion as a guest on the Global View program on Q, hosted by Mr. Sheridan Gregoire, on a Tuesday evening.
The indication is that this represents a higher than usual amount of expenditure on capital projects, which is where the growth is supposed to come from. You don't grow an economy by meeting your recurrent expenditure or by just maintaining what is already there. You grow an economy by getting involved in things, by taking initiatives, by building out your economic infrastructure, by incentivizing activities in the growth engine.
Referring to the much-debated topic of overdraft, Linton contends that the central question facing the country, where budgets and the likes are concerned, is that Dominica cannot survive by having the state's revenue outside of the control of the formal institutions of the state authority and instead be in private hands.
The hands of the Prime Minister and a friend of his. We need to resolve this, because if we don't, we can budget all we want. We can say all the things we want about fiscal strategy and what should happen, we're going to end up short, because the money that we have raised and belongs to the country is not available to the country.
Leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Comparing the 2020-2021 national budget to previous budgets, as a guest on the Global View on Q hosted by Q95 CEO Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, DFP, and economist Ken Vital says that the common factor between these budgets is that they, quote-unquote, sound good. However, looking at the results that these successive budgets have obtained, they are not good. Vital asserted that these budgets have not resulted in sustainable development.
Resulted in sustainable development. And what do I mean by sustainable development? Sustainable development is not just about building a house. It's not just about building a road. You have to have measures which indicate that the quality of the of life of people of the people is improving, and measures that tell you that kind of thing include things like the level of poverty, the level of unemployment, the level of crime, the way the health of the people. You could build a hospital, but health could be deteriorating, and those kinds of things. So when you look at how well the people are doing, they're not. Over successive budgets, there is no improvement.
Alluding to the country poverty assessment, which was supposed to be carried out in 2017, Vital claims that the government does not report the results of its budgets because it is aware that the country is not moving forward.
But since then, the government have paid no attention to it, have deliberately not gone ahead to push for the measurement of poverty. Why? Because they don't want that kind of information out there. They don't want the people to know the truth as to how well the country is doing. So clearly the government itself knows that the country is not going forward and all their budgets are not resulting in sustainable development. Level of unemployment, we haven't had that measure for a long time. The government is not interested in producing those measures because they know the truth. They know that their policies result in the enrichment of a few, but definitely doesn't result in pushing the majority of Dominicans forward. And that is very clear. So their budgets, when you look at their very, very successive, they're filled with good words, good sounding words, God's words, but they behind those words, trickery, lies, misleading information, electioneering. So that is why they never come back to report on the results, the true results.
Economist and DFB leader Kent Vitala. In more news, a register and a CEO of CXC, Dr. Wayne Wesley, revealed on Tuesday during his message regarding grading and the 2020 modified examinations that candidates who were unable to sit their exams due to COVID-19 will be able to do so free of charge at the next sitting.
In March 2020, when COVID-19 became a reality for the Caribbean, it required organizations, including the Caribbean Examinations Council, to create an alternative strategy to facilitate the advancement of students to the next level in their professional development. In July, the threat of hurricane for a short period affected administration of examinations in the sub-region of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States. I am happy, however, to report that we were still able to accommodate those candidates affected, thanks to the collaborative efforts of the Ministry of Education, local registrars, and the CXC. Where candidates in territories were seriously affected by COVID-19 to the extent that they were unable to sit their examinations, these candidates will be allowed to do their examinations at the next available sitting free of charge.
In rethinking the way forward, Dr. Wesley says the Caribbean Examination Council has modified the approach to the administration, marking and grading of CSEC and CAPE examinations and CVQs.
The modified approach included the administration of one common paper, the multiple choice paper or paper one, the moderation of all school-based assessments, and the administration of the alternative to SBA, paper 3-2, for private candidates. Without paper 2 being administered, the council had to give more careful attention to equivalence. Equivalence means that from year to year, candidates who earn the same grade demonstrate the same level of performance.
The registrar stated that the council is confident that candidates' performance in 2020 can be compared to previous performance trends.
The basis of this confidence is that a candidate who is awarded a particular grade in 2020 will have similar characteristics and performance on the multiple choice and SBA papers as a candidate who was awarded that grade in previous years. Therefore, candidates, parents, guardians, universities, and employers can all be confident that the grades earned this year will be no different from the grades that were earned by those candidates who sat the examinations in previous years. Rest assured that the grades this year will be valid, equivalent, fair, and have equal status to the grades awarded in previous years.
Registrar and CEO of CXC, Dr. Wayne Wesley. New controversial actions have apparently been allegedly committed by Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt in reference to an overdraft facility amounting to some $140 million. While speaking in Parliament last week, opposition leader Lennox Linton revealed what appeared to be a violation on the part of the Prime Minister and Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerrett with respect to a possible illegal government overdraft facility at the National Bank of Dominica Limited.
Let me just be clear. I have taken time in this Honourable House this afternoon to lay out the practice or the action of the government which is contrary to law. The law requires that the government must come to Parliament for approval of loans. The government came to the Parliament for approval of a loan by fluctuating overdraft of 36.5 million and then drove the overdraft to 140 million without coming to Parliament. That's breaking the law. And I don't know what else to call it.
The Minister of Finance under the law, under the Loans Act, can in fact borrow and then let us seek parliamentary approval. And we have done so judiciously and religiously every year we come to the Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, by virtue of Section 31 of the Loans Act, Chapter 64(5) of the 1990 Revised Law of the Commonwealth of Dominica, the House of Assembly may by resolution duly passed authorize the minister responsible for finance to borrow money from approved sources or guarantee loans to statutory boards or public corporations for the purpose of financing general development purposes or for other purposes.
Finance Minister Skerrett and his cabinet colleague attempted to respond and defend their actions to opposition leader Lennox Linton, who made this issue public after reviewing the DLP administration's national budget document.
The Loans Act, Mr. Speaker, gives the Minister of Finance the power or the authority to borrow from any financial institution and then seek parliamentary approval. It does not say that we must first seek parliamentary approval. It doesn't say that. It authorizes the Minister of Finance to borrow from any financial institution and then seek parliamentary approval.
By virtue of Section 3(1) of the Loans Act, Chapter 64(5) of the 1990 Revised Laws of the Commonwealth of Dominica, the House of Assembly may by resolution duly passed authorize the Minister responsible for finance to borrow money from approved sources for the purpose of financing general development purposes or other purposes.
Before this was translated into a loan, it was an overdraft. Now that it has been translated into a loan, we now are seeking parliamentary approval for this loan contracted by the Minister of Finance in accordance with the Loans Act of the Commonwealth of Dominica. So what we're doing here is in absolute, undisputed conformity with the laws of Dominica.
Lennox Linton recently released to the public a statement on the matter, revealing his party's view on the actions of the finance minister in this scenario.
This is the law. Section 3(1) of the Loans Act provides that for the purpose of financing general development purposes or for other purposes, the minister, meaning the Minister of Finance, on behalf of the government may A. borrow money or guarantee loans from approved sources, or B, guarantee loans to statutory corporations or public corporations in any foreign currency or currencies by resolution passed in the House of Assembly. Repeat, by resolution passed in the House of Assembly, meaning that the finance minister has no authority to contract loans without a resolution passed in the House of Assembly. That is the law. The Loans Act of the Commonwealth of Dominica, Chapter 64(5). There is no authority in law for the finance minister to borrow money and come for approval of Parliament after the fact of borrowing those monies. On the face, it is ludicrous what the Prime Minister says. But in effect, that is not the law. The Prime Minister is seeking to make his own law without having to come to Parliament. So another classic application of the principle, no law, no constitution, will stop him from doing what he wants. This is the culture that he wants to settle down in Dominica, the no law, no constitution culture.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. referencing the 2020-2021 national budget presented in Parliament by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit, economist and DFP leader Kent Vital expressed the view on the Global View on Q, hosted by Sheridan Gregoire, Mr. G, that the DLP government either does not understand the planning mechanism, or if they do understand, they are purposefully, quote-unquote, not doing the right thing, and instead they are doing what it takes to pursue their own self-interest over the interest of the country. He says there is a lack of effective implementation of the budget ideas or plans. Vital also claims public officers appear unmotivated because of the political nature of the policy directions from the policy directorate.
There seems to be a lack of effective implementation. Many projects are on the budget but never get implemented. Civil servants don't appear to be motivated because your civil servants are critical to a lot of the things that, a lot of the implementation of the budget and to bringing ideas on board and so on and managing the whole process. But our civil servants don't seem to be motivated. Why? Because of the kind of political leadership that they have. They don't seem to have the necessary skill sets as the government because they do not access the best skills in Dominica. They do not access the best skills from overseas. Anytime anyone has the kinds of skill set that can really help, and if that person is an honest person, then they are rejected. They really want people who can serve their intention, which is their personal agenda that they pursue.
Vital says the government cannot seem to attract significant financing beyond funds from multilateral organizations and therefore have to resort to the CBI. He asserted there appears to be a massive misappropriation of resources.
And so they can't seem to attract the kinds of financing needed to take the country forward. So the budget they make the plans, but it keeps falling short. The foreign investors are not interested in coming to Dominica. So the only way they're getting some foreign investments, and it's not foreign investments, it's passport money. So it's really our money. You sell the passports and you build the hotels. So that's the only way they seem to be able to do it. So there is a massive misappropriation of resources. So even the few things they do could do a lot more.
The economist says the government has done little things, but not the transformational things. And though mention is made, intentions are indicated and funds are allocated to these transformational things in national budget, Vital contends they do not come to fruition. He claims if they do, however, they still do not produce the required results.
I've done the little things to keep the education system going, but not to transform education. They have done the little things to keep a semblance of the provision of healthcare, but not to seriously improve health outcomes. They have paid policemen salaries, but they haven't done anything seriously to reduce human trafficking and human smuggling and money laundering and drug trafficking. There's quite a bit of that in our country. So they have done the little things. They have not done the transformational things. They can't seem to get success on the real things that will take Dominica forward.
DFP leader and economist Kent Vital. Health Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre is encouraging the general public to report anyone who may be suspected to have entered Dominica illegally. His statements come at a time when there is a widespread perception of increasing numbers of illegal entry of persons into the country, with over 22 arrests having been made in just the past 2 months.
We are encouraging the public to report anyone who they suspect came in illegally to the police, healthcare providers, or call the hotline as well.
He says these illegal entries pose a serious threat to Dominica's safety and urges persons to go back to the basics.
These illegal entries pose a serious threat to our safety. So please, let's go back to basics and follow all the guidelines and measures that have been made available to you on the radio, the television, posters, banners, and through social media. Spread the word around and share the life-saving messages. And please avoid sharing unconfirmed reports.
Health Minister Dr. Irvin McIntyre. And finally, former champions Happy Bathurst State FC scored a major win last weekend in the Dominica Football Association DFA Premier Division League. After coming up from 2 goals behind 1 win over Harlem Sports Club in their previous outing of the first round, Bath Estate FC gave former champions Central Cooperative Credit Union Limited, Dubla FC, their second defeat in as many encounters. In the fixture played at the Benjamin Park in Portsmouth, national player Kelrick Walter scored in the 32nd minute of play to secure that all-important win. The win places Bath Estate FC in 5th place, while Dubla FC drops to 4th place. Meanwhile, in the other Premier Division match played on Sunday, Exodus FC went down by 2-1 against Bath Estate Maho Soccer Strikers FC. Keemon Walter opened the scoring for Exodus early in the proceedings, only to have his goal cancelled out by Kieran Sebastian some 10 minutes later in the 18th minute of play. Miel John, the winner of 14 minutes, got the winner 14 minutes into the play, second half of the play. In results of the Division 1 League on Sunday, RC Doctors FC edged out Kalibishi Diasporas FC by 1-0 at the Benjamin Park. Omarion Francis, midway for the first half, scored that all-important goal for the RC Doctors FC. Another encounter saw ACS Pottersville Tarish United FC score 4-0 over victory over Mighty Avengers FC at the Newtown Savannah. Jarek Parker, Jonathan Abel, Fabio Roberts, and Devon Valman scored 1 goal each for the ACS Pottersville Tarish United FC. In other news, the Antigua and Barbuda High Court today blocked a class action suit filed by a senior Barbadian pilot against his employer Liat, 1974, in a ruling that some lawyers warn could have serious implications for anyone flying on the airline. Captain Neil Cave, who had filed the claim in the Antigua and Barbuda High Court on behalf of 9 other pilots back in 2015, told Barbados Today that the court ruled that the trial, which was set to start today, cannot go forward. In explaining the events that led up to this judgment handed down via Zoom, Captain Cave said the court was expected to determine the legality of Liat's management decision to lodge about EC 5 million in Clico International Life Insurance as pension for the pilots. And Russia has dismissed mounting international concern over the safety of its locally developed COVID-19 vaccine as, quote-unquote, absolutely groundless. On Tuesday, it said a vaccine had been given regulatory approval after less than 2 months of testing on humans. But experts were quick to raise concerns about the speed of Russia's work, and a growing list of countries have expressed skepticism. Scientists in Germany, France, Spain, and the US have all urged caution. Open quote, "It seems our foreign colleagues are sensing the specific competitive advantages of the Russian drug and are trying to express opinions that are absolutely groundless," end quote, Russia's Health Minister Mikhail Marashko told the Infax news agency on Wednesday. He added that the vaccine would soon be available. That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Finance Minister Skerrit attempts to defend against new revelations by opposition leader Lennox Linton, who exposed a possible violation of the government's overdraft facility at the National Bank of Dominica. Antigua and Barbuda High Court has blocked a class action suit filed by a senior Barbadian pilot against Liat in a ruling that some lawyers warn could have serious implications for anyone flying on the airline. And Russia dismisses mounting international concern over the safety of its locally developed COVID-19 vaccine as, quote-unquote, absolutely groundless, though it was approved after less than 2 months of testing on humans. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I am Whitney Milina.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.